a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
My message today may startle those who have gotten into the current of these last days when the popular ideas expressed in these sayings, don't go too strong on anything. Always play a double part. Try to keep on both sides. Never go 100% for anything. Go 50-50. What is the result of such principles? Here it is. People are two-faced and subtle. They play Christian on Sunday, and on Monday they go arm-in-arm with the world, and by Saturday night they've sold out to the devil. They have become so double-minded, they lead double lives. They are like a lawyer that collects a fee from both sides. Now, neighbor, if you're sitting on a fence, singing in the choir to look like a Christian while you run a gambling machine in your store so as to stay in with the devil's crowd, here are two verses that ought to burn down your fence. Hear these words of our Lord Jesus Christ. I quote, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Now where is your fence gone? It is burned to ashes, and your 50-50 deal is just another 100% for the devil. These words of our Lord allow neither a middle ground nor a compromised position. Each one of us must be either 100% for him or 100% against him. We must be a wholehearted confessor of the Lord Jesus Christ or a flat denier of the Lord of glory. Now let us each one see on which side we are. Let's be honest, neighbor. The Son of God said, "Confess me." Who is this one? His name is Jesus. That means Jehovah saves, or the Lord has come down to save us from our sins. We were all lost in sin, away from God, going down to hellfire and deserving the wrath of God forever for our wickedness. And Jesus, the one and only Savior, came to redeem us by his blood. He came to be our Savior. So to confess him means that I first confess myself a lost, hell-deserving sinner, and that I have received Jesus to be my Savior, my very own. Neighbor, is this your experience? And is this your confession before man? Or do you carry your head high in your pride while you never confessed your need of a Savior? Which is it? It must be one or the other. There's no 50-50 here. Saved by Jesus or lost in your pride. Whosoever shall confess me before men. Who is he? His name is Christ, and that means that he is the one who is over all, God blessed forever. The mighty God of heaven and earth, the creator of all things, has come down to reveal himself to us to be our God. Thomas confessed him, saying, "My Lord and my God." Is he your God? Have you bowed the knee to him to worship him? And if he is your God, then thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. That means 100%. 75% won't do. And you 50-50 preachers and professors who teach that Jesus is not God, but just a good man, you claim great learning, but you don't show the logic of a high school lad. When Jesus claimed to be God, how could he be a good man? If he were not God, would he not be the most presumptuous deceiver and blasphemer that ever spoke? There can be no 50-50 deal. It is to confess him 100% as God, very God, and give him the homage of our hearts and lives, or else to be 100% a denier of Jesus the Christ. Which are you, neighbor? Whosoever shall confess me before men, who is he? The angels answer thus, "Unto you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Lord, that means that he's my master and I'm his servant. He's my king and I'm his subject. I belong to him. All that I am and have, I've laid at his feet, saying, "Lord, I am thine." I have surrendered to him to obey him. Mary cried to him, "Rabboni," that means my master. Saul cried, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" There must be this 100% subjection to him as Lord, for if he is not Lord of all, then he is not Lord at all. It is surrender or rebel. It is obey him or defy him. It is to confess him as your Lord or to cry, "I will not have Jesus to reign over me." No 50-50 stand is possible. It must be 100% on the Lord's side or 100% in rebellion to his Lordship, a confessor or a denier of Jesus Christ the Lord. Now suppose one said he was 50% a Christian and 50% a communist. You would call him a snake in the grass. You would shun him as you would an atomic bomb. You can't be a part a communist and part a Christian. They don't mix. It must be one or the other. And just so, you must be 100% for Christ or 100% against him. Our Lord Jesus said, confess me before men. What does that take, before men? Let us see. In a revival, a person confesses Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. But does that confession stand before men? Men have seen so many religious pretenders, they must be shown. So that person is baptized. Surely that confession of Christ, that will do with men. In Bible days, people took their stand in baptism as disciples of Jesus Christ. It was not a church-joining ordinance, but they were baptized into Christ, and they put on Christ. It often cost them their lives, but today, baptism has so become a popular fad in many places that men say, another religious hypocrite, we shall soon see. What are they looking for? What confession of Christ will be, as Jesus said, before men? What will it take? It takes a changed life, showing forth the virtues of Christ. Men demand the real goods. Talk is cheap and ordinances to them are only a show. Men watch your life. To confess Christ before men, it takes a holy life, one in which you turn away from your old sins and your old habits to live a life becoming one who confesses the Holy Son of God. And it will take a righteous life to be honest and right and fair in everything. And something more, it'll take a godly life, living for God, obeying his word, being led by his spirit. Now is there any 50-50 to this? Ask the man in the street. In his eyes, such a person is only a devilish hypocrite. To confess Jesus Christ the Lord before men, it takes just as the Bible says, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. Only this 100% confession of Christ will impress men. Neighbor, be honest. Examine yourself. Is this true of you? Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Our Lord then added these solemn words, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Who are these who deny Christ before men? Let us see. Some, like the fool who has said in his heart, there's no God, scoff at the claims of Jesus Christ the Lord. But today such infidels have gotten into influential places. They sit as professors in our colleges. They labor hard to turn young men who left home with respect for Jesus Christ into being infidels like themselves. One young man studying for the ministry said, I admire the person who can come out of college with the faith he went into it. These faith-wrecking professors will one day face as their judge the Christ they now deny before men. Where should we go now to find more of those who deny Christ before men? Look, there's one of them, right in that pulpit, where once there stood a man of God preaching the word of God and leading people to fear God and to love his Son. But now in that same pulpit is a smooth-tongued liberalist. He's such a traitor to the cause of Christ. He accepts pay as a minister of Christ while he undermines the doctrine of Christ, belittling the virgin birth and the atoning death of our Lord. Void of the fear of God, he talks religion so as to hide his link with the devil's kingdom. I tell you, the infidels Voltaire and Ingersoll did no more deny Jesus Christ before men than do such pulpit fillers in our day. Neighbor, if you're supporting a preacher who is not preaching the truth of God from God's word, you are but helping the devil's cause by your presence and your money. And you will have to answer for it one day before God, I warn you. And now as we look elsewhere, we see people in the land favored with gospel light, as over the radio and loudspeakers from pulpits and street corners, in voice and by print, in Bibles and in tracts, the clear ringing gospel of Christ is sounded, and they've heard it again and again. They are convinced it is true, and yet they're not Christians. Well do I know that thousands of such folks are listening to me today. I charge you with being deniers of Jesus Christ before men, and that your denial of him is leading your children, your neighbors, and your fellow workmen down to hellfire. And you are no infidel lecturer, but your neglect of God's salvation, you are not studying about being a Christian yourself, speaks louder than an infidel's challenge. People point to you and say, he knows about Christ, but he won't have him, and they remain Christless. You're like a man making Ford cars at the Ford Motor Company while he drives a Chevrolet. Of every such person, our Lord said, whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. And now come with me, and I will show you the worst denier of Jesus Christ before men in all the world. Come, where? Not to a gambling club, not to an infidel's hangout, but come and see. Who is that talented young woman that charms the world? She's the daughter of Christian parents, brought up at a family altar, taught God's word from her youth, and taken to Sunday school and preaching. She saw what Christ had made her parents. She witnessed their separation from sin in the world. She knew their love for the Lord Jesus Christ, but she was attracted by the world. She laid her God-given talents at the stage of the world and gave her heart and soul, not to Christ, but to the world that crucified him. Her parents are bowed in grief. She made their Christian testimony look like nothing. Where can you find a more influential denier of Christ before men? What does all this add up to? What will be the end of it all? Listen, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. This will be the great day that's coming for every confessor of Christ before men. Our Lord will take us into heaven. We shall see the legions of angels serving and worshiping him. And then he'll present us to his Father. As we stand by his side, he will say, while his face shines with love and exceeding joy, "My Father, these are those who confess me before men down there on earth." He will not be ashamed to own us as his own, whom he loved and for whom he died. Oh, what a day for us who are but beggars in the dunghill when Jesus saved us. Neighbor, get in on this. Don't miss it for anything. You can. How? Right now, surrender to Jesus Christ the Lord to be his 100%. Make him your choice. Tell him, "Lord Jesus, I will be thine. I will confess thee before men, that thou mayest confess me before thy Father." And now let us look at the other side. Him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. You may claim in that day of judgment that you did go to church on Sunday. You were a child of Christian parents. You had a Christian mate. You once made a profession of religion, but he will denounce and deny you and say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, cursed into everlasting fire." Why? Hearken. "Whosoever will deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." How solemn. Neighbor, don't be just a say-so Christian, and don't be another one of those maybe-so Christians, but be a humble disciple of Jesus Christ, an obedient servant of the Lord of glory, and one whose life and testimony brightly witness to the saving grace and transforming power of the Son of God. And before God and men, be 100% Christian in word and deed. For Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Let us pray. Blessed God, use this message to awaken people to their need of being out and out for Jesus Christ our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.